So, terrorism. So what do you think about terrorism? Do you think it's a big problem? Or?
Yes, it is, because it will cause the big war, like World War II.
Oh, so World War III?
Yeah.
Really? You think so?
Yes, okay. It's possible.
Yeah, I agree with it, because the technique and weapons are very
getting developed.
Yes.
For terrorism, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It can use a big weapon like bomb.
Okay.
You know that. With the past days, we can kill a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Before the past time, we just used a bomb, a little bomb, and throw it. And now we have tank or big helicopter. They have missile.
Yeah, I'm mostly scared. I'm only a little scared of terrorists, right? I mean, especially here, I don't think there are a lot of terrorist attacks in Korea, right?
Who knows?
But so far. But I'm very scared about governments that get angry about terrorism and make bigger fights, you know? Sometimes I worry about that.
Maybe that's because of the fear.
Yeah, out of fear.
We think if it were, if it happened to us.
Yeah.
So that's our wish to stop them, I think.
Yeah. I think everybody wish.
Yeah, wish.
Don't make a war, but
right.
I think confidentially they are ready to the war, I think.
Right. Who's they?
The people, common people.
Oh, yeah. They're willing to support war even if they don't want it.
Just my case.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're probably right. No, it's strange. It's a strange topic, isn't it? Do you talk about it much?
No.
Yeah. Why?
We thought about the
Anjung. Uh-huh. Yeah, what did you think about that?
Somebody says Anjung is a terrorist.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Okay, why?
Because...
That's okay, right? I mean, don't look nervous.
terrorists attacked... when they attack a country, I think they are expressing their feelings like hate. Like, so, I mean, these days there are a lot of ways to express their feelings, but choosing attacking is a bad thing.
Okay.
That's bad. But Anjung-gun, there was no ways to express their
feelings. Oh, I see.
I mean, yeah.
He had no choice.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
But he can talk, not use the bomb.
Yeah.
Who? An Jung-un.
To Japan?
To
Hirobumi. But that, at that time, Japan ruled our country, so we were just like slaves. I think we had no choice.
Did he use a... this is a history question. Did he use a bomb or a gun?
Bomb.
Really? I thought it was a gun.
Launching box.
Gun. There was a gun in the lunchbox, right? Yeah. I saw that movie 2009, Lost Memories. That's how I only... The only time I've seen anything is with gun. Yeah. So you think he had no other choice. Do you think he had a choice? I mean, do you think if he had talked, would something have... Would there be a difference?
Yes, because... If I were a Japanese, then I would hate what An Jung-gun did.
Mm-hmm.
So, or if An Jung-gun just talk and make a document to the Japanese government, then maybe there's no effect. Only use the document, but the murder is more bad, make a bad result, I think.
He just killed a one person.
Not a lot of people.
But he was the leader of Japan.
Right, yeah. Or he was the governor of Korea, right? I think he had been president or something at some point before.
No.
Hadn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he was a high-level politician before.
I think he was a good leader of a group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm
a Hirobumi, I mean.
Hirobumi?
Yeah. He was president before, right?
Yeah,
Anderman, no. No. Yeah, but it's interesting. You know, this makes me think of Gandhi, right?
Gandhi.
Yeah.
Why?
Mohandas Gandhi. Because he was a nonviolent.
Yeah.
He started the whole nonviolent protest thing. And how, I mean, there's an interesting short story. I read a story and it asked the question, you know, Gandhi didn't fight violently, right? And he just would sit down on the road and the British would come and the British wouldn't kill people. They beat them, but they didn't kill them. And the question was, if it was instead of Britain, if it was Nazis, the German Nazi in India, would they just kill Gandhi? Interesting. I wonder if Japan would have understood nonviolent protest.
Depends on the country.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wonder about Japan at that time. I don't know. Well, why don't we move to the other? What was the other topic?
Cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones. Right? Oh, yes. You're very happy. Not happy? Well, go ahead, talk about it. You don't have to only talk about cell phones. Just start with that.
So I wonder. But she said before she cannot live without cell phone, so
yes.
I just wonder, you can really live without cell phone?
Yes.
No, really?
I cannot live because actually my memory really is very low, so I cannot remember the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have cell phone, I cannot contact with other people, even my mother.
But you don't think about the problem from the cell phone, because that makes a lot of noisy, especially theater or on the public station.
Mm-hmm. And you can turn off the cell phone when we watch the movie or in the public. I think that depends on the people who uses the cell phone.
You don't want to be alone sometimes?
Yeah.
You don't want to be alone.
I know. Like, somebody talk to me.
No, I mean, cell phone is connected to the real world. So if you don't use the cell phone, then just for a while, then you can just really do something. You don't think about that?
I agree with that. I sometimes want to be free from the cell phones when I want to do something, but somebody calls me. Keep calling when, and I want to turn off the and throw it away. But I think
so. Sometimes I don't feel like I like cell phone much.
But if you don't have a cell phone, I guess you are not, you are comfortable, you're not.
I'm not comfortable.
You are comfortable, but somebody else. Because we cannot contact you.
But we use much internet or the telephone.
House phone? Do you use house phone these days?
Not really, you know. Frankly, I'm using internet more than cell phone, so maybe I can live.
You don't know when you are surfing on internet. Hmm? We don't know the time you use. Who is it?
One moment, please. Sorry.
Hi. That's a 12 o'clock. I'm actually giving a test break.
Oh, okay.
planning what you're going to talk about?
No.
Anyway, I'm recording so I can hear you.
Is that good? Where were you? I mean, if I want to contact you when you have a cell phone, all I have to do is just call you. But if you don't have your cell phone, you know, I want to contact you,
then you can just send me an email.
Email?
Because I check a lot, many times.
When it's
at least online.
Emergency.
Sorry?
Emergency.
Emergency. Then, yes, maybe that's going to be a problem, but actually, I'm not in trouble. Just,
yes, I'm in trouble. Really? What do you
think? So, cell phone. I sometimes deliberately turn off my cell phone because I don't want to. I want to be alone.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I can relax myself and believe. I don't want to hear some news, something bad happened. I don't want. Just sometimes.
Keep going?
Yeah, that's good enough. That's very interesting though, so I'm going to stop this and I'll ask you a question.